We're the moms that decided to take control of our family's destiny. We're tired of living paycheck to paycheck. We want to go on vacations. We want to buy those shoes. We want to be able to do what we want to do for our family when we want to do it. In this podcast, you're going to learn about how people like you and I take control of their family's destiny by getting their finances under control and setting up their financial house. Hey everybody, my name is Channon Meddy and I want to thank you for listening today. I hope everybody is having a great Wednesday. At least it's Wednesday when I'm recording this. So I hope you're having a great day no matter what day it is right now. But I wanted to start off this podcast doing a basic introduction to who I am, why I have started this podcast, and what you can expect to get from listening to this podcast. So basically, I have come to a point in my life where I realized I am 45, almost 46 years old, and I haven't managed my money properly. I am in debt. I don't have a retirement. And what the hell am I going to do? You know, it freaked me out. So what has just happened to me was in February, I lost my job that I had been doing for 2.5 years. And honestly, I thought that, you know, that job was going to last for a long time. I was pretty much banking on it. And I guess that was a stupid thing to do. But I guess that's what we do with jobs, right? We think that they're going to be there. But then something happens, like what is happening right now, a pandemic. And while I'm recording this, it's COVID-19. We're just coming off of a lot of things being shut down. And a lot of people are going back to their jobs now. But you know, a lot of people during this time have lost their jobs and don't know what they're going to do. And a lot of people, including myself, didn't have money saved up to get them through something like this. Now, luckily for me, I have a lot of good family and friends that have been very supportive and have helped me through this. But that still doesn't mean that I'm going to have money a month from now. And you know what? You really have to swallow your pride when you have to, you know, basically ask your family for money, especially when you're 45 years old. But, you know, I guess at any age, you hate to ask for money. So I got to a place where I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. I need to figure this out. And I have been an entrepreneur my entire life. I have done lots of different businesses, direct sales, MLMs, network marketing, you name it. I've probably tried it. I do currently have an Etsy business, which is, I don't know, it's been doing extremely well. Thank goodness. It's really kept me afloat during this time besides of the help from my friends and family. So that's been amazing. It's been a huge blessing to me, but that isn't, at this point, it's still not enough to pay my bills. And it's still not enough to really get me on the right track for my financial future. So a company fell in my lap and I ended up partnering with them. And now I am learning how to get out of debt and how to invest and how to have money for retirement. And the awesome thing about this is that I get to teach other people how to do this too. And I'm super excited to do that, especially the people that are younger, that are just starting out. And the things that I can teach them that I wish that I would have known back then are just amazing. And I can't wait to help all these young couples and people my age and in between and even older. I mean, it really doesn't matter. Everybody can be helped in some way because I mean, like, really, let's talk about this. When we were in school, were we taught financial literacy? Were we taught finance 101? Were we taught how to retire sooner? How were we taught any of these things that would help us get to a place down the line where we don't have to worry about money, that we can live our life and not worry about money? No, I mean, basically, we were taught algebra, chemistry, biology. And I don't know about you, but I do not use those things on a daily basis. Maybe some of you do for your jobs, but I don't use them. And the thing that I do use every day that I was not taught how to manage was money. So I moved out of my parents' house when I was 19 years old, got my own apartment. And I thought, wow, this is the life, right? You know, I worked a full-time job. But then guess what happens? Here they come. The people that have the credit cards, and they offer you like, oh, we'll give you, you know, they start you out small, like $150 worth of credit, you know, then you use it. And then they want to keep extending your credit, and they keep extending your credit. So guess what? You keep using it and you keep thinking, well, I'll be able to pay it back. I have a job, right? Well, does it always work that way? No, it really doesn't, because then you outspend what you're making. And it's really hard to get caught up with that thing called interest that they keep charging you every month on your balance that you haven't paid off. And, you know, I guess maybe somebody smarter than I was at the time would know, just pay off the balance every month, right? Well, easier said than done. I didn't do that. And long story short, I ended up getting myself in a horrible financial place, ended up having to file bankruptcy in my early 20s. How embarrassing is that, right? Well, I feel like, you know, I grew up and I filed bankruptcy, but I didn't learn my lesson. Like, I didn't learn how to not get into that horrible financial place again. I had no idea. I mean, yeah, you're probably sitting there being like, yeah, you have an idea. Quit spending money that you don't have, right? Well, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't. And kudos to them. I'm so proud of all of you out there who have it right and have it together. But I know there's also a lot of people out there just like me that fell down this hole, this debt hole, and don't have it all together yet. And I know there's people out there that may be listening that are just now getting started and don't want to go down that hole. And I want to help you. I want to help you not go down that hole. And everybody that is in that hole, like I am, I want to help you too. I've been learning so much since I have partnered with this company that I'm working with. And I'm so excited to share all of this with you. I'm not on here to sell you anything. I am on this podcast to bring you value and to help you and to share my experiences with you, the things that I've learned and the things that I did that I hope that you don't do, or if you have done them, I'm going to tell you how I'm fixing them, and hopefully you can follow what I'm doing and fix them for yourself too. So, that being said, that's who I am. That's what I'll be bringing to this podcast. And, if I didn't say it, I'm a mom. That's it. Money mama lifestyle. I'm a mom. I have 4 daughters. My oldest is getting ready to turn 23, and then I have a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, and my youngest is getting ready to turn 13. And I'm a grandma. My grandson just turned 1 the other day. So, yeah, I have kids. I have expenses. I have all of these things that, you know, make it so you want to have an amazing future to spend with these kids. You want to be able to provide for them. You want to be able to take them on vacation. You want them to show you a pair of shoes that they want. And you say, yeah, no problem. I would love to buy those shoes for you. You know, not be like, sorry, mommy doesn't have enough money. That's the worst feeling in the world, to have to say that to your kids. So I want to help you get to a place where you can say yes to your kids when you feel it's right, and where you can go to the grocery and buy whatever you want without feeling like you're spending too much on food. I hate that feeling too. I don't know about you, but I hate that feeling. But anyway, that's who I am. And that's what I'm bringing to you. And I hope you guys will find value. I will, I have a Facebook page that you can join as well. Money Mama Lifestyle, if you want to follow me there. And I hope that you guys will hop on another podcast and give it a listen. Love to hear any comments from you. Of course, you can always listen on Anchor. You can always ask any questions. If you have questions about anything financial, whether it be, you know, paying off debt, wills, life insurance, auto, home insurance, any of those things that have to do with finances, you know, investing, anything like that, feel free to reach out to me. I would love, love, love to help you. So I will talk to you guys on the next one. I hope you have a great rest of your day.